Well, sports fans, as we told you earlier in our broadcast tonight, we have a very distinguished group of gentlemen in our broadcast studios here of the Northland Network, some 13 in all. Now, I don't know whether the number 13 is going to be unlucky or not, but in pre-broadcast chatter, you might say, we found that there are quite a few Joe Walcott supporters among this fine group of gentlemen, and it's been our intention and idea to go right down the line, talking with each and every one of them, and getting their opinions on the fight tonight. Now, the first gentleman over here to my left is Hank Wexel of Cranston Wexel here in Duluth. And I kind of think that maybe Hank is a supporter of Jersey Joe Walcott. How about that, Hank?
That's right, I am.
Well, what reason do you give maybe, Hank, for believing that Walcott's going to win the fight tonight?
Well, I think Walcott's in better shape. I saw the last fight pictures, and he looked much better than Joe Lewis to me.
Well, do you think then that Walcott definitely won the last fight?
I sure do.
And you're riding with Jersey Joe Walcott to win tonight over Joe Lewis.
I am.
Do you think the fight will go the distance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much, Hank. We'll remember that prediction at the conclusion of the broadcast tonight. And now, friends, it's our pleasure to introduce to you the well-known golf professional from the Inger Park Golf Course in the city of Duluth, none other than Hank Jensen. Hank, come on in and say hello to your many friends, both here in Duluth and on the range.
Hi, fellas and gals.
Well, Hank, tell me, how do you feel about this fight tonight between Joe Lewis and Joe Walcott?
Personally, I am pulling for Walcott, but it's Lewis with me.
Well, do you think the fight is going to end early?
No, if with it, Lewis, it's within five rounds.
And you mean he's going to get him quick then, and Joe's going to retain his heavyweight championship?
That's my belief.
And do you think that if the fight goes along the distance, then Walcott is going to win?
We're hoping so.
Well, can we pin you down now, Hank, and say who is going to win tonight as regards your opinion?
Lewis in five.
All right, that's right on the head then. Okay, thanks very much, Hank Jensen, the golf professional in Inger Park here in Duluth. And now it's our pleasure to introduce Mr. Ben Gronlund, well-known sportsman and president of the West End Business and Civic Club in the city of Duluth. Well, Ben, what's your opinion on the fight tonight?
I'm picking Joe Lewis to win.
Do you think that the postponement will have any effect on either man?
No, I don't. I don't think it will.
And you feel that Lewis is going to win by a knockout, then?
Yes, a knockout.
Early rounds, Ben?
About the 10th round.
About the 10th round. Well, that's pretty evenly divided. Let's see now. Wexel says that Walcott's going to win. Jensen says Lewis. And Ben Gronlund says Joe Lewis. Thanks a lot, Ben. And now over here is my good friend Walt Hunting, the head football coach and athletic director of Denfeld High School in the city of Duluth. Walt, what's your opinion of the fight tonight?
I believe Joe Lewis will win by a knockout sometime during the 10th or before the 10th round.
Well, do you feel that Lewis is going to be as good a man as he has been down through the years, or do you feel that he's going to be better in tonight's fight?
Oh, he's definitely not as good as he has been in the past. There's no question about that, but I think he's still a champion, and he still retains the poise and confidence that a champion has.
Do you think that Walcott won the last fight between the two men, or do you think that... as the judges agreed that Lewis won, do you think Lewis won?
No, I think Walcott won the last one, but I don't believe he's going to win this one.
You think that Lewis is going to uphold that marvelous record of always coming back and beating his opponent the second time out?
I do.
Okay, thank you very much, Walt Hunting. Right now, fans, we see that we've got 3-1 in favor of Lewis over Walcott. And now here's Ray Traub of M. Cook & Sons in Duluth. Ray, what's your opinion of the fight tonight?
Well, my opinion is that Joe Lewis will win.
Do you feel that it's going to be a quick victory?
No, I don't believe so.
It's going to go along where? The 7th, 8th, 9th rounds or sooner?
I'll pick the lucky 7th.
You'll pick the lucky 7th and say Lewis is going to win all the way. Well, those odds are pretty good, fellas. Right now it's 4-1 in favor of Lewis over Walcott. Tell me, Ray, do you give Walcott much of a chance?
Well, my sentiments are always for a man that wants to get to the top, but I think the champion will come through.
And Ray Traub of M. Cook & Sons predicts a Joe Lewis victory tonight. Now, friends, it's our very, very good pleasure to introduce a man who's well-known in sporting circles here in the Midwest, particularly on the range in the city of Duluth, Superior, and surrounding territory. And also, he has a national reputation, none other than Billy Patrol, the old Fargo Express. Well, Billy, how does a big fight look to you tonight?
Well, I personally think that Lewis will win. However, I... pulled a boner on the last one. I picked Graziano to win by a knockout, so that's just my opinion. However, I know exactly what Lewis went through in his last fight. If he claims, of course, that he overtrained, and if he did, I know exactly what he went through because I've been through that. And from all accounts of the newspapers, when he had Walcott up against the ropes and he just stood there and looked at him, I know exactly what was going through his mind. And I also know that that wasn't Lewis when he stays there and looks a man in the eye like that.
Well, Billy, how do you feel about Walcott? Do you feel that he's a worthy challenger for Lewis?
Well, I've never seen him fight, and I don't know. Right up to now, I imagine he's the only one that is worthy of a shot at the title. I think he's entitled to it.
What do you think about the last fight, Billy, between Walcott and Lewis?
Well, I didn't see the fight. I didn't see the pictures. All I heard is the radio. But I do know one thing. You can't win the fight running backwards.
Well, there's something in that. Walcott, of course, they claim that he ran away in that 14th and 15th rounds and for the most part throughout the fight. Now then, here is an opinion, Billy. What about the fight tonight? I believe that Walcott is strictly regarded as a counterpuncher. Is that right?
That's what I understand. He's a shifty counterpuncher, and he's dangerous at all times.
In other words, if Lewis doesn't provide the aggression out there tonight and be the aggressor, then it's quite possible that the fight might not be any too good. There's that opinion, too, is there?
Well, if Lewis didn't carry the fight the last one, they would still be fumigating the arena from the last fight. You
understand?
I understand what you mean, Billy.
It takes two to make a fight.
That's right, but I think that Lewis's best chances will be in the early part of the fight, don't you?
Well, not necessarily. Lewis is dangerous at all times, as you recall with the Billy Kahn fight. Because a puncher is always a puncher. And like I say, if Lewis is the Lewis of old, he won't pick any round. I don't believe he ever picks a round. I don't know about this one. But he is dangerous at all times.
Well, Billy, we asked this question, I think, a little earlier to Hank Wexel over there. Do you think that the postponement is going to have any bad effect on either man?
I don't believe so. I don't think it's going to affect either one of them. If they were younger men and more temperamental, I believe it would affect them. But I don't think it's going to affect either one of them.
Well, then I'm safe in saying then, Billy Petrolli, that you kind of look maybe for a Joe Lewis victory tonight, and you don't know whether it'll be the early part of the fight or the latter rounds, but you do think that Lewis is going to win.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to understand, of course, that I'm always going to fall back on an alibi that I didn't pick anybody. You know, I picked the last one, and I'm not sticking my neck out again.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much, Billy Petrolli, the old Fargo Express. And now, friends, here's Dave Bradley of the Columbia Clothing Company in Duluth. Dave, how does the fight look to you tonight?
Well, I like Wolcott.
Well, now, here we have something. One, two, three, four, 5 men for Lewis, and Dave is the second one saying he's going to pick Walcott. Just why, Dave Bradley?
Well, I think he's got everything to shoot for. He's got a championship to get, and I think he's a better boxer.
Well, how do you think he fared in the last battle with Lewis?
Well, I thought he won it.
You thought he won it? There are a lot of people who feel the same way. Do you feel that the fight tonight will go the distance?
Oh, I think so.
And you think that over the 15-round route, Joe Walcott is going to be returned the winner?
I think so.
All right. Thanks very much, Dave Bradley, for those comments. And now here's Bill Livingston of the Big Duluth. Bill, what do you think about tonight's fight?
Well, I think it's going to be a Lewis victory.
You look for Joe Lewis to win. Just why, Bill?
Well, I think you're going to find the first couple of rounds, he's going to try and fathom Walcott's style. Then he's going to try for a knockout. Like you said before, his pride was hurt. And pride doesn't exactly make a champion, but he's going to be in there to make it a decisive victory.
If he possibly can. And you look for a Lewis win tonight in probably the early part of the bout.
Well, just guessing, I'd say around the sixth round.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Bill Livingston of the Big Duluth. And now here's a well-known businessman in the Duluth area, my good friend Archie Eagles, out in the West End. Archie, what do you think about tonight's contest?
Well, I have to pick Walcott.
You're going to pick Jersey Joe Walcott. Well, I see Ryder Lund over here just to your left a little bit, nodding assent very vigorously. What do you like about Jersey Joe's chances?
Well, I think he knows Joe's style better than he does his own. He proved it in the last fight. He just outsmarted him. I think he's a better boxer, and he has a little better head on him.
Well, he hits pretty well, too, doesn't he, Archie?
Well, from all indications, he does. He's a good counterpuncher, and I look for him to take the fight. If Lewis don't lick him within the first 10 rounds, I think Walcott will win.
And you're right on that prediction, then, that you look for a Jersey Joe Walcott victory tonight.
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much, Archie Eagles. And now here's our very good friend, Ryder Lund. I know who you are, predicting to be the winner tonight, Ryder, but for the benefit of the folks listening in, how does the fight look to you?
Bill, I'm picking Joe Walcott in 15 rounds by decision.
You feel then that Walcott is going to be able to stay away from Lewis in the early rounds and go on in the late stages to win?
Yes, I do, Bill. I think he's better equipped mentally and physically for this fight than Joe Lewis, and he isn't afraid of Lewis as most of Joe's opponents have been in the championship fights preceding this one. What I mean is he won't be licked before he gets into the ring. Lewis will go into the fight tonight weighing about 214 pounds, which is considerably over his best fighting weight. Walcott will go in about 194, I think those 20 pounds will be to Walcott's advantage. He'll be able to move faster, and everybody knows that he has a good right hand, and he's a good puncher, and he's a good boxer. And I think he knows Lewis's style and will know what to look out for and will act accordingly.
Well, Ryder, I think it's been the consensus among boxing men that Lewis is supposed to be a little weak as regarding his ability to take a punch. Do you think, I know the last fight bore that out. Walcott had him on the canvas a couple of times. Do you think that might be true of tonight's fight, too?
Well, they say that Joe Lewis always has been a sucker for a right-hand punch, and Walcott has a good punch. However, I think Lewis's big weakness will be his legs have given out on him, Bill. He's getting along, 34 years old. He's been living pretty high and fast for the last 6 or 7 years. And Walcott, on the other hand, has been what you call a hungry fighter. He hasn't been to the top, and he needs the money, and he'll have everything to shoot at. And for that reason, I think that he'll go in there better equipped mentally than Joe Lewis tonight.
Well, we asked several of the fellows here tonight this question, Ryder. Do you think the postponement will have any bad effect on either man?
No, I don't think so. Both of them have been in the fight game long enough to take a day or two one way or the other. I don't think it'll have much effect on them.
Okay, thank you then, Ryder. And as Ryder Lund says, then he thinks Jersey Joe will win and the fight will go the route. That right, Ryder?
That's right, Bill.
Okay, thanks, Ryder Lund, sports editor of the Duluth Herald News Tribune. And now here's another well-known sports authority in the Head of the Lakes region, Joe Gallup, the well-known boxing and wrestling promoter here in this area. Joe, how does the fight look to you tonight?
Jersey Joe Walcott for me.
Well, I see you're riding right along with Ryder Lund. That makes three in a row. Just why, Joe?
Well, I think that Jersey Joe Walcott's going in on an empty stomach, as you might say, hungry. And a hungry man fights for his life, and that's what he's going to do there tonight, the same as he did in the last fight.
Well, I know that's kind of the theory. Getting into baseball, a Branch Rickey, now with the Dodgers, he claims that a hungry ball player plays better baseball. You feel that a hungry fighter does a better job in the ring.
Absolutely.
And is the fight going to go to the distance, as far as you're concerned, Joe?
It'll go the distance, all right, and Walcott will win by the decision.
Okay, thanks, Joe Gallup, for coming down and being our guest tonight. Now here's a well-known football coach and athletic director of Duluth Cathedral High School, my good friend John Vucinovich. Johnny, how does the contest look to you tonight?
I'll pick Lewis.
And Joe Lewis is going to win, says John Vucinovich. Is it going to go the route, John, or is it going to end early?
I don't think it'll go the route. I think that Lewis will win in the early rounds.
Predict a Joe Lewis victory in the early rounds and, of course, a knockout.
A knockout, that's right.
How do you feel about the last fight between Lewis and Walcott?
Well, I think that Walcott won the last fight, but on the other hand, I don't think that Lewis took Walcott very seriously. And I think that's the reason that Walcott did as well as he did. But this fight, Lewis is going to be much better mentally because he knows he'll have to fight to win. And the fact that Walcott won, I think, decisively is going to make Lewis fight that much harder this time.
And then you feel that Joe's going to win and retain his heavyweight crown.
I think he will.
Okay, there you have the opinion, fans, of John Vucinovich, head football coach, athletic director of Duluth Cathedral High School in Duluth. He claims that Lewis is going to win. And now, finally, our good friend Bob Burke, a well-known amateur boxing promoter in the city of Duluth. Bob, how does the fight look to you tonight?
Well, I like Lewis tonight, Bill.
Any particular reason, Bob?
Well, I think Lewis has always had a good punch, and I don't think he'll lose it tonight.
And you feel that he's going to catch Walcott? Is he going to put him away early, Bob?
I think by the ninth round.
You pick Joe Lewis to win by a knockout by the ninth round.
That's right, Bill.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob Burke, well-known amateur boxing authority here at the Head of the Lakes. Well, gentlemen, we want to thank you for coming down and being our guest tonight along the Northland Network. We've enjoyed your predictions very much, and it's going to be just a matter of 7 or 8 minutes before the big contest gets underway over the Northland Network.